I'm Maura Bennett with California Ag Today. While city dwellers have an idea about the tough reality of running a farm or ranch, many people outside of the agricultural profession know very little about how critical it is to keep working lands working and profitable. And landowners say as drought and wildfires become more regular in California, policy and programming should help them do the conservation work that must be done. Western Landowners Alliance Executive Director Leslie Allen says there are some remarkable educational and incentive programs available to California farmers and ranchers. She says the National Resources Conservation Service is a frontline agency.
If you see the partnership between, say, Point Blue Conservation and the NRCS to do rangeland health and habitat improvements, that's a pretty exciting program, and it's got a lot of landowners involved. There's a lot of good dialogue going on and monitoring. You have ranches like the Piscines Ranch and the Tomcat Ranch doing all kinds of educational outreach and experiments, data collection, and really supporting biologists, for example, to collect the data we need to make good informed decisions. So you have private ranches like that throughout California participating in those types of programs.
The group is also urging lawmakers to consider how losing more agricultural lands to bankruptcy and development puts even more stress on undeveloped and wilderness areas. She points to a new program that is emerging in a few states called Conservation Without Conflict. We'll have more on that program in a future report. I'm Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network of the West.